Well, greetings, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and we welcome you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're glad you're with us today as we continue in our series on marriage. This, of course, is session 3, and we hope you're enjoying and benefiting from the study. So again, welcome to the Grace Guide to Marriage. But Bob, before we get into the study today, let's talk about something very special coming up at midnight tomorrow night.
Yes, indeed. That is the end of our fiscal year, so you just have today and tomorrow to help us close our books in a very strong way, and we've had a great year of ministry, and we've had such good momentum, and many people have stepped up, new donors, new partners in the gospel, and we're so appreciative of those folks. But we do want to finish strong. We want to start on Monday with fresh opportunities in a strong financial position. So don't miss this opportunity to help Basic Gospel meet their year-end goal. We have a wonderful gift that we want to put in your hands, a Basic Gospel journal along with a pen. We've had some great comments about that resource already. So that's our way of just saying thank you for joining with us. But tomorrow night, midnight, June 30th, be sure and give your most generous gift that you possibly can between now and then so that we can close this fiscal year on a very strong and positive note.
Okay, so here are the ways you can donate to Basic Gospel. First and foremost, you can do it online at basicgospel.net. You can donate by phone at 844-322-2742. If you'd like to use the Postal Service, you can mail a check to Basic Gospel at 751 Hebron Parkway, Suite 310, Louisville, Texas, 75057. You can also give through the Basic Gospel app. Canadian listeners, please donate at basicgospel.net/Canada. Other cross-border listeners can donate through PayPal. So many, many good ways to join us, as Bob said, and help spread this good news of the Lord Jesus Christ and the gospel of grace.
Yes, indeed. Well, thank you so much. Well, let's jump right into our study. We're talking about marriage. We've called this series The Grace Guide to Marriage. Last week, we introduced this very handy chart, and it's just six circles with lots of arrows and pointing here, there, and everywhere. Yeah,
that's what makes it so good. Yes, there's lots of arrows.
That's exactly right. But it really it looks at the man and the wife and says, this is who you are in Christ Jesus. You have a relationship with Christ. You're having your spiritual needs met through that dependent relationship upon Jesus. And what are those spiritual needs? They are unconditional love and acceptance, and then ultimate meaning and purpose to life. We can't get those needs met out there in the world. The world just doesn't have what it takes to meet them. Only Jesus does. So that's why we need to walk in dependence upon him. And then that frees us, liberates us to serve one another in love on the soulish level and the bodily level. So those are the three different aspects of each human being. We're made up of spirit, soul, and body. And so we've just taken those different aspects of man and divided them out into three separate circles and looked at the needs on each and every level. So we introduced that last week. And this week, we want to take the opportunity to ask this question. And this is what I tweeted out here just recently. Have you ever taken the time to see your mate as God sees them? Oftentimes we just see them as, you know, female or male, or she's just my mate or just my spouse or my husband or my wife or whatever it is. And we get bogged down into those earthly identifications. Yeah. And I want us today to take a look higher and to begin to see that person that you've married the way God sees them. And if you will take the time to do it, I guarantee you it will revolutionize your relationship, your marriage relationship. So I tweeted this out. Eddie responded to it, and he said, great idea, Bob. I didn't know how to love my wife until I saw this point. Now, looking at her through his eyes has allowed us to become the best friends and definitely changed our relationship experience. So we want that to happen for you as well. So let's take a look at what the Bible says or what God says about that person that you're married to. Now, we're going to say that this is true of those who have come to faith in Jesus Christ. The gospel message has touched that person's heart. They have received Jesus and have been born again by the Spirit of God. So God sees that person like this. And we're just going to take a look at Ephesians chapter 1. And boy, Paul just, he starts writing and he just never pauses. I mean, there's no, you know, you look at the original in this, there's no punctuation, there are no sentences. It's just one long sentence about the blessings that we have in Christ because of the grace of God. So it starts out in verse 3 of chapter 1, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places." So that person that you're married to, who has come to know Christ, has been blessed by God the Father with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. That person that you are married to is complete in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
Now, oftentimes, a lot of our struggles, one with another in marriage, come because I think my wife is lacking something, and I need to educate her.
Yes. Wait till Gina hears about this.
She needs to be fixed.
That's right. I need to fix her. I need to, you know, to equip her, you know, to be a better wife. And she will want to equip me to be a better husband. Well, we can just relax. We don't have to worry about that because God has already equipped each of us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Peter put it this way, that we've been given everything that we need for life and godliness. Now, that alone, just that verse alone, will absolutely change everything as far as your relationship with your spouse is concerned, won't it, Richard?
Yeah, it will. And notice how Peter ends that statement. We've been given everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of him, through the relationship with Jesus himself, which is exactly what we've been saying. If you don't have the relationship with Jesus, you can't even begin to talk about these kinds of glorified relationships that were being offered in him. This is really cool stuff.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And so we go on. Do we need to take a little break?
Well, let's do that right now because there are a lot of incredible insights in this series. And friends, I want you to know how you can take advantage on it on an ongoing basis. This is called The Grace Guide to Marriage with Bob Christopher and Richard Piper. And if you want to review these sessions, you'll find the archive at basicgospel.net/teaching. Now, each week's session is added and the entire series will be there. So we hope you'll take full advantage of that and share it with your family and friends. That's too good to just sit on the shelf and collect dust. That would be electronic dust, of course. Well, The Grace Guide to Marriage, and again, you can find it at basicgospel.net/teaching. It's always there, always accessible. We want you to take full advantage of it.
Yes, indeed. So just moving on in the first chapter of the book of Ephesians, in verse 4, it says, "Even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him." So that person that you've married is holy and blameless before God. Now, again, in our relationships, we don't often see each other as holy and blameless, especially when we've done something to hurt one another. If we've gotten into an argument over how to handle money, should we spend it this way or should we spend it that way, or what to do with the kids, or you know, what color couch do we want, or what color do we want the walls to be? We get into those confrontations and we start to butt heads, and we don't look at each other as holy and blameless in God's sight. We have a completely different idea at that particular point in time.
And notice that when I'm in conflict with my wife, it's not my job to remind her that I'm holy and blameless.
That's right.
No, I'm supposed to be looking at her as holy and blameless.
Absolutely.
I don't get to claim it for myself.
Yes. Yeah. Although it's true.
But
but yes, you want to see her in that light.
Yes.
You want to see her as God sees her, especially when things are at their toughest, at their messiest as far as the relationship is concerned. If you will take the time and just back up a little bit and say, who is she? Well, she's my wife. She's making me mad right now. But still, she is holy and blameless in God's sight, and God has equipped her with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly. She has everything that she needs for life and godliness. So we're holy and blameless before him. He, in love, he predestined us for adoption through Jesus Christ. So she has been adopted in the family of God just as I have. Or he has been adopted in the family of God just as you have. That's a powerful, powerful statement, which means she's a joint heir of Jesus Christ. It means that she has an inheritance, an eternal inheritance. She's been adopted. Now, as sons and daughters, we're not just kids in God's family. We're sons and daughters, which means that God looks at us as responsible, as folks that can carry out the family business. You know, if you own a business and you know, you have kids and you're just looking forward to the time when those kids can join you in the business. Well, you're not going to bring them in when they're 2 or when they're 8 or when they're 13. But there's a point in time when you deem them responsible and you give them full access to the family business. And their decisions matter, and they can make decisions to move the business forward. Well, that's exactly what God is saying to us through this adoption into God's family, that he deems us responsible to carry out the family business, to be about kingdom business in this world today. So if God has deemed our mates to be responsible, relax.
Yeah.
He's equipped them to carry it out. And this kingdom business is going to be carried out first and foremost within the family relationships.
Yes.
So we've been adopted through Jesus Christ as sons and daughters. That was predestined. That was God's choice. So anyone who comes to faith in Jesus Christ is predestined or chosen to be holy and blameless before him, is chosen to be adopted in the family. And this is according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace. So she's a part of the family of God because of the grace of God. Mm-hmm. You're a part of the family of God because of the grace of God. And all of this is because he has blessed us in the beloved. There are some translations that say that we've been accepted in the beloved. Mm-hmm. That's our unconditional acceptance right there. And then in verse 7, it says, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace. So we have redemption. Now, what is redemption? Well, redemption is God's act through the shed blood of Jesus Christ to buy us out of the marketplace of sin and death, mm-hmm, and set us free to walk in the newness of life.
Yes.
That's what redemption is all about. So that mate of yours has been set free from the law of sin and death by the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. That mate is in Christ, and therefore there is no condemnation for her. That's what this redemption is all about. And along with that redemption, and these go hand in glove, we've been forgiven of all of our sins. So your mate is a forgiven person in the sight of God, just as you are. So she's going to do something, or he's going to do something to make you mad. They're going to do something to hurt you. You're going to do something to hurt them. Well, understanding that your sins have been forgiven, that her sins have been forgiven, really eases the tension when those things happen and allows you to say, let's come together and be reconciled. And when you do, you're stronger than what you were before.
How often do we in our family, between the husband and wife, apply this kind of grace to everybody outside of the family and never bring it to the family? That's tragic.
It is tragic, and it's that's a true story. That's a true statement. We see it all the time, and we defend people out there, but not rise up and defend one another and recognize truth about one another. But when we do, everything changes. Yeah. It really, really does. And so this is just such an important thing to understand, that we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace. This isn't because we've done anything special. Mm-hmm. This isn't because we've done anything right or wrong. It's simply because God chose to love us, and he chose to lavish his grace upon us in the person of Jesus Christ.
Indeed. Well, this is actually session 4 of the Basic Gospel Series, The Grace Guide to Marriage, with Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer. I'm Bob Davis, and we're glad you're with us today. You know, friends, our purpose at Basic Gospel is to get this good news out to as many people as possible by every means available, and we want you to share in the blessing of being a part of that. Your gifts do make a difference. And remember, tomorrow night at midnight is a very, very special milepost in the history of Basic Gospel, because it is the end of our fiscal year 2018, and we want you, of course, to be a part of that blessing of taking this message and running with it across not only across North America, but beyond as well. There are many good ways to donate at Basic Gospel, and I know that if your heart is to give and to support Basic Gospel, you'll find the best way. But a couple of good ways: you can donate at basicgospel.net or by phone at 844-322-2742 in Canada. Just add a slash on the end of the basicgospel.net/Canada. That's the best way to do that. And outside, otherwise, you can use PayPal, another great way to support Basic Gospel. We hope you'll do that by midnight tomorrow night.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Bob. Well, let's dive back into Ephesians chapter 1, and we're doing this so that you out there listening, if you're married, you can take the time with us to begin seeing your mate in exactly the same way that God sees your mate. And when your heart is aligned with his as far as your mate is concerned, things start to change in a very powerful, positive, uplifting way. If you want your marriage to be what you want it to be, what you've dreamed it being, what you've prayed it to be, then this is where you start. Begin seeing your mate as God sees them. It really revolutionizes everything. Now, in verse 13, we're gonna skip down to verse 13 of Ephesians chapter 1, and it says this: in him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of salvation, and believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it to the praise of his glory. So your mate, who has come to Christ, who has been made alive, made fully alive in Christ, has Christ living in her, has Christ living in him. And she or he has been sealed by this Holy Spirit and is eternally saved. That is the down payment. That is the guarantee. That is our assurance and security here and now, the fact that Christ is alive, living in us. So your mate is in Christ. That's what happened when you were born again. You were taken out of Adam. You were placed in Christ. You were taken out of darkness. You were placed into the kingdom of the Son. That's where you live. And then Christ came to live in you. How did he do that? Through the Holy Spirit. So he sealed you for that day of redemption. And to me, Richard and Bob, this is the absolute most important truth as far as marriage relationships are concerned. you know, there are many husbands out there. Their favorite verse in the Bible is in chapter 5 of Ephesians, wife, submit to your husbands. And so they take it upon themselves as their job to make sure their wives carry out that that command, that imperative. And so when she isn't doing it right, so to speak, then the husband gets in and tries to fix her. Well, that's the most ridiculous thing ever. First of all, when God said to wives, he is speaking to wives. He's not speaking to husbands. So God would say to you, that wasn't meant for you. I didn't say that to you. You're not a wife. You're a husband. I told you to love her as Christ loved the church.
Yeah.
So you worry about that and let her worry about this other thing. And here's the deal. I'm alive living in her, just like I'm alive living in you. Relax. Take the chill pill. You don't have to worry about this. Your hope for a great marriage is pinned to Jesus and the fact that Jesus is alive in both of you. So that just changes everything.
Sure,
I mean,
does.
It really, really does. And here's one of the ways that it's worked as far as my relationship with Gina is concerned. I think I know what I need. I think I know what I like. I think I know what I want in life. But I really don't. I really don't know what I need at any given moment. But there is someone who does. It's Jesus Christ himself. Mm-hmm. And here's the miracle. Jesus Christ works in Gina in such ways that she will say something, she will do something that just strikes deep within my heart. And I just step back and say, how did she know? Well, here's the deal. She didn't really know. She didn't know what I really needed at that moment in time, but Jesus did, and he moved in her in such a way, he impressed on her such a way that she said something, did something that just struck deep within my soul. And all I can do is step back and say thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are alive and well in her and in this marriage. So if we want good marriages, we need to learn to relax and allow Jesus Christ to do his work in each of us. So this isn't just theology. This isn't just, you know, some incredible passages in the Word of God. This is really rubber meets the road, nitty-gritty, real-life, practical stuff. Resting in the fact that Jesus Christ is alive in your mate absolutely revolutionizes your marriage. So there's so much more that we could talk about as far as how God sees your mate. This just scratches the surface. But I would encourage you to go into the book of Ephesians and read through Ephesians chapter 1 and then read the prayer in Ephesians 3 verses 14 through 20 and let that become the foundation for how you begin to see your mate just as God sees them. I tell you, you'll be glad you did, and your mate will be too.
So many great comments coming back as feedback on this session called The Grace Guide to Marriage. If you have a question about anything you've heard on today's session, or if there's anything specific you'd like us to cover, well, drop us an email to bob@basicgospel.net or leave a voicemail for us at 844-322-2742. What a great study it is, guys. Thank you, Bob and Richard. Friends, please remember that we need your help to keep this New Covenant message on the air and to take it to others who need to hear of the love, grace, and life of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, tomorrow night at midnight ends our fiscal year, and I hope you'll visit basicgospel.net and click donate, or you can donate by phone at 844-322-2742. We need your help. We have a way to go, and we would love for you to be a part of the blessing of getting this message out to more and more people around the world. Again, that's 844-322-2742 or online at basicgospel.net in Canada, basicgospel.net/Canada. Also, today, tonight, over the weekend, if you have a question about anything you've heard on Basic Gospel or you want to hear, well, give us a call at that same number, 844-322-2742. Well, that's it for today, everybody. Now for Bob and Richard and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back again on Monday after a great weekend in the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.